even though it's been difficult. Welcome back, everybody. Today is Wednesday of the fourth week of Advent.
And we continue on with talking about St. Alphonsus Liguori's Advent meditations. And he is in really the theme of the religious life. Mm-hmm. Once again, we're going to apply his words to our life. What can we learn from the religious life and apply it to us?
Consider the zeal that religious ought to have for the salvation of souls. Our Redeemer did not impose on St. Peter penance, prayers, or other things, but only that he should endeavor to save his sheep. Simon, son of John, lovest thou me? Feed my sheep.
Now I want to acknowledge, I know that there's some religious and priests who are watching these videos, so thank you for watching. I think this is, the call is not just for the religious to feed the sheep. I think about parents, feed the kids. In a materialistic way, just basic needs, but also in a spiritual way. Parents have a great duty, not just religious to form people, but parents have a duty to form their children. Mm-hmm. It's incredibly important. And if we fail to do so, we are really failing in our vocation.
He who is called to the congregation of the Most Holy Redeemer will never be a true follower of Jesus Christ and will never become a saint if he does not fulfill the end of his vocation, which is the salvation of souls.
Now, St. Alphonsus is talking about his specific religious congregation, but we're going to reread that quote, change it a little bit so that it applies now to the family. Now, hear these words, quote, just change a little bit to apply to our circumstance.
He who is called to marriage will never be a true follower of Jesus Christ and will never become a saint if he does not fulfill the end of his vocation, which is to labor for the salvation of his family.
So what do you think?
Well, I think that's true. I think the whole purpose of family life is to get one another to heaven. And that should be our priority. That should be our focus. And anything that detracts us from that, we need to really, you know, discern, is this really worth our time?
Now, ideally, when we make decisions in our family, we are trying to make them for the good of our family, leading to Jesus. But sometimes, you know, that's just hard to figure out. I just want to be honest. It's hard to know sometimes what decision is the right one, considering, will this help our family grow in union with Jesus?
Right.
So it's easy to make a video about this, friends. It's hard to live it. And I don't want to downplay that. Because sometimes you have these decisions and it's just as difficult to know what to do.
But I think there are some that are very simple to know. Like, for example, if you have a child who's involved in an activity that takes them away from being able to attend Sunday Mass, then I think that that child should no longer be in that activity.
Now, I know that some might disagree who are watching, but that's where we're at. We've got to go to Mass on Sunday.
And often, depending on where you're living, there should be multiple options. So maybe you could go Saturday evening, you could go Sunday evening. But to forfeit the Mass, that's just not an option.
I know that when I grew up, that was a great priority for my parents, for us kids. I'm the oldest of seven, and I played a lot of basketball. And Mom and Dad made sure that if I was gone on a Sunday, that the coach knew that I was going to Mass, no matter where we were at. And at that time, I think I kind of thought that was a little embarrassing, you know, got to leave the rest of the team, go to Mass. But what a great gift my parents gave me, instilling me at a young age and throughout high school that, you know, Mass is an absolute priority on Sunday.
Every religious ought, therefore, with the utmost care, to nourish this zeal and this spirit of helping souls. To this end, must his studies be directed, and his constant thought and his whole attention bestowed on work for souls assigned to him by his superiors.
I think as a married couple, that is also the focus. What am I studying? What am I putting into my mind? Is it going to help me and empower me, equip me to help my family? Like, how do you do this as a parent? Well, one of the ways I think that's very important is to model virtue. If you want to teach your children virtue, they have to see virtue being displayed. It's hard to display virtue if you don't know what their virtues are. So then we've spent some time learning about virtues in the Jasinski household. Personally, that has helped me, but it's also been good for the kids too. Also looking for teachable moments of what the right thing to do is. I just had one this morning. So I went upstairs. Janelle called me up from the office here and you weren't feeling well.
Yeah, I wasn't feeling good.
So I go up there. Catherine is on top the Kitchen table.
Yeah.
Catherine is how old?
She's like 1.5.
Right. So she shouldn't be standing on the kitchen table. And around her feet, she has dumped a big glass of eggnog. And so she's standing on the table, eggnogs around her feet. I walk in and she kind of looks at me. She's smiling. She's having a good time. So I grab her. And when I go into the kitchen, my son, Jacob, and Jacob is how old?
He's 9.
Okay, thanks. He's already got a reg and he's about to go into the kitchen to or dining room table to wipe it up, which was very kind of him. And I got Catherine, who's full of eggnog. And I said, Jacob, may I have the rag, please? And he says, well, I'm going to go wipe that up. And I said, Jacob, this is how I try and make decisions. First, we look after people, then we look after things. Usually that's the order. That's how I try and make decisions in this home. What do you think the right thing to do is here? And he said, wipe up Catherine first, then clean up the eggnog. I'm like, yeah. So he gave me the rag. I wiped up Catherine and then I went and wiped up the eggnog. But there was just a teachable moment. Mm-hmm. First you look after people, then you look after things.
What greater glory can a man have than to be, as St. Paul says, a co-operator with God in this great work of the salvation of souls? Hence, St. Augustine exhorts all those who love God to draw all men to his love.
Again, he's talking about the religious being co-operators in the salvation of others, but parents do this as well. And sometimes I've had conversations with parents when I would be on the road doing parish missions where they talk about their dedication to the faith. And then they drop this crazy sentence, but I'm leaving my children to decide how they want to live their life. And so they get children at home. These are not adult children. So the children get to decide whether or not they get the sacraments. The children decide whether or not they get up in the morning and go to Mass on Sunday. The children decide whether or not they get to participate in family prayer. Friends, this is nuts. This is really misguided. We don't let our children decide other things that are far less important. Why would we let them decide about things of eternal importance? Mm-hmm. We don't let our children decide if they get to eat McDonald's every day or not. Mm-hmm. No, we provide them a healthy meal. If we let our kids eat whatever they want, they're going to stuff their face with junk food and sugar. We don't let our kids get up whenever they want because they would then neglect their responsibilities. So we give them a structure within their day to help them fulfill what they need to do. Mm-hmm. And we definitely don't give our children a choice when it comes to the practice of the faith when they're living under our roof. Now, if they're adult children, that's different. But this is our responsibility. And to neglect this responsibility is it's a tragedy. Now, think of it this way. If we claim to love God, but make no effort to help others love God, can we say we really love God? Take, for example, marriage. I love you. That's the truth. If I went to my children and said, I love your mom, but you know what? You don't have to love her. I'm not going to help you love her. I'm not going to give you guidance to love her and honor her. Can I really say then that I love you? Mm-hmm. By default, because I love you, I lead my children to love you because I want them to know my love for you and to love you and to cherish you. I can't claim to say I love you if I don't lead my children to love you. And can I claim that I love Jesus if I don't lead my children to love Jesus? So I went on for a bit. Now it's Janelle's turn.
So I'm just going to talk about how St. Alphonsus speaks of the temptations that some of the religious might have when it comes to their vocation, how they might start doubting their vocation. You know, even in the married state, we can have those same kind of temptations that think, oh, did I make a mistake? Or really, is this really better for me? So this is one of the temptations he talks about. The thought that one could live more devoutly if one were free. When you were in the world, he says, you prayed more than now. You practiced more mortifications. You observed silence better, were more recollected, and gave more alms, and so forth. So I think about, my life prior to marriage, and I would make an effort to get to daily Mass every single day. I would have regular confession, consistent prayer time, time of silence, fellowship, was more active in like evangelization, going on mission trips. And I can sometimes think, oh Lord, I felt like I was doing more good for you then. And I feel like, wow, I sure have a lot of vice in my life now, you know, because I'm being tried so much more with our kids.
And maybe with me.
And you're not really that difficult at all, honey. But just, you know, the struggle of managing so many little ones, or just the noise level, or just impatience, or being pregnant and feeling tired and sick and wanting my own way. And, you know, I just feel like, wow, I feel like I've taken some steps back in my spiritual life. But at the same time, I feel like this is when things get difficult, this is where saints are made. And I feel like I can't forget that. This is where God has led me. And so I'm going to trust that He will provide every grace in order for me to live out this vocation. I just want to wrap up this video just by saying thank you for journeying with us, because I feel like this has really been probably my most holy Advent. Even though it's been difficult to get all these videos done, you know, and like having babysitters come and trying to get as much recording time, preparing time, it's been beautiful to keep my mind on the things of God during this time, because it's so easy to get distracted. So thank you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So friends, please share with us what's the go-to and why. Comment below. Pray the rosary right up there. And we look forward to serving you tomorrow.